Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Book and a Chat with me, Barry.
Get up in the morning, second thing you do, put on the kettle, make a little brew, that'll do you. Tickety-boo. See you, Jimmy, don't you agree? Only one thing better than a nice cup of tea, and that'll be two. Tickety-boo. Blow away the cobwebs and stop yawning. A little cup and sorcery is magic in the morning, or in the afternoon, or in the evening too. Cheer yourself up, pour yourself a cup, tickety-boo.
Good evening, one and all. Nearly December. Isn't it nearly December? They'll be having Easter eggs in the shop soon. I'll tell you, it's that bad. But it is nearly December, and I am here, and so is my guest. Now, I'm catching up on a few shows that we had to cancel because of illnesses or miss hits or what have you like that. And this is finally get hold of this guest today. It's been looking forward to this. Now, when we learn, if you look back the last, 50 years, and you think of things like, listen, do you remember Star Trek when it first came out? And everybody thought this was unbelievable, this was futuristic and stuff like that. They had sliding doors. Well, you've got sliding doors in nearly every shop these days. You had Captain's Log. You've got a tablet these days. Yeah, communicators. You've got mobile phones these days. Okay, we haven't quite got the transportation, but as I think we heard about 6 months ago from a person, they're working on it, just for even if it's just transporting goods. I'm not sure about people having their atoms scrambled yet, but, you know, you never know. Well, one of the other things you find out is that more and more things that were a myth are in fact possible. I mean, we use, 10% of our brain or something like that. We know about 5% of what's beneath the waves and that. And we learn all the time, every day something's coming out. Something that people thought initially was going to be, was a bit of a joke, you can't do that sort of thing. And more we're finding out that these things are possible. Who'd have thought 30, 40 years ago that you could have an appointment with a doctor without going to the doctor's surgery, that they could sort of check you out at home or go through stuff like that without you actually having to go to that wonderful doctor's surgery where you could catch up on magazines that told you all about the Titanic sinking and stuff like that. But no, now you can do this. Well, my guest today, she has got perhaps a little step further than that, and we'll find out, because on the show today, I have the one and only Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, who's allowing me to call her Kimberly. So, Kimberly, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
It's a pleasure to finally get you on the show and to discuss what I think is more and more these sort of things are coming to fruition and people are finding out that these things are possible. Now, I think I read that you sort of started with this sort of talent at an early year, though it wasn't till you were sort of pregnant, perhaps, that you sort of really got into it. When did this gift, if you like, come to you first see the signs of it?
Well, like a lot of people who are in this field, or I guess are in this field professionally, really, it was very, very strong ever since I was a child. I always say I was born partially awake, just awake enough to be dangerous, meaning that, and I really think we all do. I think we all do. I just don't think we remember our how we thought when we were a baby or if we thought how we thought when we were two or three or whatever, but I do. And so I always say when I first opened my little baby eyes, I was like, F, why can't I walk? Why can't I talk? I remembered that, I know not everybody believes in past lives and I didn't used to either, but how can you not when you know that you're stuck in this baby body? So that was a big challenge. But along with this, having the same mind that I have now in a baby body and having to wait till three, four, five, till, life kind of really begins. I also had the lovely experience of being able to see auras around people and shapes in people's field. you know, ghosts and human discarnates and portals opening and what people would call elemental fairies and, you know, dogmen and Sasquatch and ETs and all this. So I had that whole burden. And here's what people don't understand about people like me, or if they remember being like similar, is that it seems normal. Like, you only know your perception and your experience. Mm-hmm. I didn't know my parents' perception and experience. I didn't know the neighbor's perception or the people in the grocery stores. So it wasn't until I went to school, preschool, that I realized these people are stupid and they're nothing like me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, you're right.
So
I mean, I think, you know, all the time that children and seniors are a lot more open to these perceptions. I mean, children see spirits, see ghosts like animals do, you know, because they haven't got anything inbred with them, if you're not inbred, but in anything taught to them that this is not right. I can remember seeing auras. I can remember seeing sort of spirits and stuff like that. But
I think
it's only when you're older that you're perhaps you're cramming for your finals, for a better word, but that you suddenly think, you know, I'm not, you know, I can see this, I can do this. Why am I sort of pretending I can't do this? And that way, I think children and seniors are a lot more open,
mm-hmm.
Because they don't have any sort of people telling them, you know, no, you're too young, or you're senile, you know, you can't see these spirits, you can't see this, you can't see it. We hear stuff here in the house all the time. We hear cats, we feel cats jumping on the bed and stuff like that. But
I love that.
We talk to, you know, you've got to talk to them. You've got to say, what do you want? Oh, well, my wife's parents, often we hear them in the house because it was their house. You know,
wow.
And we say, well, yeah, what's up? What do you want? You know, what have we done wrong now? But people are going to accept it. I mean, and with your case, yours is a bit more because you do this whole healing come, you know, checking on people's medical and everything like that. You're able to, I mean, do you do it by auras, or how does it pick it up? Because I know auras can tell a lot, can't they, about somebody's health?
Oh, for sure. Well, I mean, I use technology and I also use my abilities, because how can I not? I can't cut that off. So I kind of use my, you know, experience as a naturopathic clinical doctor, you know, and all that knowledge about health, along with my psychic abilities, along with the technology, you know, the quantum technology that I use. Now, mm-hmm. before I had the technology, I practiced as a medical intuitive, and that was kind of rough because actually everybody has this ability, but that's a whole long conversation.
No, I agree. I agree totally with you. Yes.
I mean, I have the ability to merge with anything, anytime, any people, person, animal, thing, house, land, whatever. So that's a weird ability. So when I practice as a medical intuitive, I would merge with a person. I would literally become them. And you know what that's actually called? Like, I didn't think about this for a long, long time because, you know, I also work in the paranormal, but mm-hmm. I didn't put like one and one together for a long time. But really, that's called possession. So I have the ability to possess things.
So you take over, you take over and feel that person's, as if you were part
of
that person.
Through their eyes.
Yeah,
I can hear their thoughts. I can dig through their memories. And people used to hire me to find out if their husband or wife was cheating on them. And that didn't work out so well. It was horrible, though. I started getting called worse cases.
That's
you do not want to be a psychic in a divorce case.
That's
you don't.
Terrible.
It's horrible, you know?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that is... Oh, yeah. By the way, I want to hire you for you to tell me if my husband's cheating or not. No. How are you going to do it? You're going to do it like a private eye and take photographs. Oh, no. You're just going to look in his eyes and...
Yeah, no, you become them. And then like, oh, yeah. And then you can go through their memories. And I can see cars.
Yep.
I could see license plate numbers. I could describe the women. I could get addresses of the homes. And I stopped doing that because it created a big problem, because then I would get summoned to court cases. And the judge is like, why are you summoning your site? It's just a mess, because they're like, we don't believe. I mean, you know, it was just horrible. So I
stopped
doing
that.
Well,
it's like, I always think, go ahead, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, our life is like an old movie film. Right. And it's flickering around in your head and stuff like that. And somebody can come along and they can watch that movie.
Yeah.
like you have.
Exactly.
And you have that talent where you can say, hang on, you know, let's flick through the pages and, oh my goodness, there's this, this, and this. And you see, you know, like the old black and white used to be very, very flick over sort of thing almost. It's like that. I can imagine it.
Exactly. It's exactly like that. And so I really loved when the technology came along and I was able to put, I call myself a lazy psychic now, because I'm able to put the technology between, I don't crawl around people's veins and arteries and liver. And, you know, it's not really great, you know, crawling around someone's body. The body isn't amazingly beautiful from the inside out. But, you know, I used to literally do that, crawl through people's arteries and say these arteries are calcified. And
because some,
you know,
people just look for,
you know,
like hot spots, don't they? That some people look from the outside.
Oh no, I was like,
you were,
no,
right,
I,
inside,
I
it,
like, yeah,
working your way. Oh, what's that,
yeah,
film,
like,
where they shrank the people and they went through the body? Oh yeah,
yeah.
That was you.
Yeah, honey, I shrunk the kid.
That's it.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
That very, very small.
Oh no. But then, I mean,
yeah,
apart from,
so,
obviously,
yeah,
the you know, the fact you got calls on this, what about the use of it in medical things? I mean, is it, apart from what, the energy fields and stuff like that, what about the medical things?
Right. So the really nice, you know, we're radio broadcasting towers, you know,
yeah,
everything, forget me being able to merge, just forget all everything I said about me, because this isn't about me. This is about everybody. So we broadcast everything. Everything is light, color, and sound, also called frequency. So we, all our thoughts, you know, every single word has a specific frequency. You're meant a specific frequency, emotions, diseases, parasites, mm-hmm, bacteria, virus, on and on, programming, you know, belief systems. They,
yeah,
all have a, you know, so it can all be read. So if the question, the key is asking the question. If you have the right questions, you can get the right answers. And so there's nothing that can not be known. This isn't just able to be applied to a person. I do animals all the time. I do homes all the time. I do property all the time. I can compare cities to the person's field and what would be most compatible, mind, body, you know, spirit, energy, you know, where they should live, what's the most optimal. I mean, it can be applied a
yep,
million different ways. I work for large corporations and they send me their employees before they hire them. And they say, I have a whole list of questions, honest or dishonest, ever stolen, ever cheated, ever lied. You know, who knows if this is legal or not,
yep,
but I do it. And so then they know, I'm not saying the person can't make a decision to start lying, obviously, or start, you know what I mean, stealing.
Yeah.
But it's character. Your character is recorded.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, who you are is recorded in your field. And we all read energy. You know, we all,
yeah,
go to parties and we're like, ooh, that guy looks like a creepy, you know,
yeah,
what? You,
yeah,
know,
yeah,
or that,
yeah,
woman looks so kind,
yeah,
you know, or, you know, there's something off about that couple. I think they're having marriage problems. We all do it. We all do it,
yeah,
you know?
Now, I remember I had somebody on the show, it must be about 5-6 years ago, who did a similar thing with horses. That was their speciality. They could communicate, communicate for a start, so that if there was something wrong, or they didn't, the horse would let them know they didn't like stuff. But if there was something wrong with the horse, they went into the horse's body to find it. But that was it. That was just horses. They couldn't do it with people or anything like that. They were just had this niche for horses, which was interesting. But you're even, well, you know, you're 10 times better than that sort of thing. So I think it's
wonderful. I'm just 10 times weirder. I don't know about better. Weirder.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, it's weird for people who can't open their minds up to understand. And I think that's it. If people open themselves up, if people were ready to accept these things, which more and more are being proven, as I said at the beginning,
true,
you know, the fact that you can... this talent, not only medical and health wise, but as you said, you know, somebody's going to employ perhaps a very secret position. You know, any people can stand there and say this, this, and this, and get somebody to write a stupid letter, or they forge a stupid letter and stuff,
right,
like that. But the fact that you can go in and you can trace and you can feel, you know, their thoughts and if they're the low truth or lies and stuff like that. That in this day and age especially is something that's very needed.
Yeah, I mean, it comes in handy. I always say to people, if you knew what I could, if you knew what I could see about you, you would never let me look at you because I can see people down to the bone. There's nothing I cannot see.
Right. I mean, what do they call it? Is it biofeedback or something? Is that the right word?
It is biofeedback, but most people do not apply it to the areas of life or consciousness that or spirituality or the paranormal that I do. They're very, very narrow. I mean, it's the same technology as an ultrasound, the same technology as an MRI machine.
Okay.
But that's applied very, very narrowly. I apply it to everything and anything, whatever my interest is or my client's interest.
And it's interesting what you said and brought up about past lives, because about 6-7 years ago, I had this permanent feeling that I'd let people down. And my wife suggested I saw this lady who she'd seen before a couple of times about, going into past lives and stuff like that. And when I did that, I found out why I had this feeling, because of something that happened in a past life. Now, I can't say I was skeptical. I was open. But what I can't understand, and I still can't understand today, because, time is one of these weird things, is I thought I was there and talking, because you're not right under, you're sort of just under, aren't you? You'd be able to talk and stuff like that. And I thought I was there like 5-10 minutes. And when I came out, I'd been there well over an hour. And the biggest thing I couldn't work out was how the time went, where the time went. And yes, I understood, I went to it and I understood what had happened and why I felt this way because of something had happened in my past life and stuff like that. But when the most thing that afterwards, no matter what, was the fact that, hey, come on, I was there like 5-10 minutes. I remember hearing the cars out in the street still and stuff like that. And yet when I came back out, it well over an hour had gone past. I mean, that is the hardest thing I found on that.
Did you get under, put under, hypnosis or not?
I went partially under, if you know what I mean.
Partially.
Yeah, yes. I mean, yes. I could still hear stuff outside in the street and stuff like that. But I was seeing different things and my mind went to different places and different people and stuff like that. And the woman talking to me and everything. So I wasn't completely under because I could still hear a few sounds outside this thing, but my mind was under, but there was still some conscience, if you like, of what was going on in the present time.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. The whole business of you doing this was infinity scan. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's what my when I do a tech scan, I do different types of.
You don't have to be there with the
person.
Like
I said, using a mix.
Yeah.
Oh no, because we know all time is now, and all space and now it is no time and space, which you kind of actually just brought up. That's why, for some people, a day can drag, and another person is like, oh, it just seemed like an hour, and sometimes I'll say a day seems like 8 days, and yeah, exactly. So. All time is now and all space is now. And just like we're talking and we're not in the same room, and the people listening to us aren't in the same room. That's exactly how the scans work. All energy can be read because we're all in the same space. We're all just really in the same exact space in the same exact time or non-time, however you want to look at it.
Well, I think this is partially with sort of ghosts and spirits and stuff like that, because you see these things where, I saw this character here, and the next thing they're at the top of a lighthouse and stuff like that. That might well be because it's in a different time zone, a different time period, that they could get from here to here in like boomf like that, because their time is a different to our time. It's very, very, when you look at that stuff, people see them or you don't see them or you something, not so much the ones that replay themselves, but you see this and then, oh, it's gone and it's here. Is it the fact that they are doing stuff in their time, which means they could walk from here to here in a split second in our time, sort of thing? It's time is something that we don't understand. It's beyond their comprehension.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't know anything. That infinity is not a word we understand. In our lives, everything has a
True.
beginning and an end. And I think that's one of the hardest things that brings this to people. So
I agree. I've actually started, go ahead.
no,
Go
no,
ahead.
no, no. I'll get into the book. You say what you're going to say.
No, I was just going to say, I've actually stopped saying past lives because of what we were just talking about. I've started saying concurrent lives because I believe that, because all time is now, so all your future lives and all your past lives are actually running now. I think you can actually also watch those
I've
either
had
from
people
the
on the
outside
show
in
who
or.
I've had people on the show who compared it to like a stack of records on a record player. We had the stack of records, and they
Oh,
all drop at the same
that's
time,
good.
and di
Yeah.
different records play differently. And the other one, which I thought was very
I like
interesting, so
that.
somebody wrote a book that our lives are basically a game that's being played in the future, like SimCity, and there are people controlling us in this time period and this world from somewhere else. Because how many times have you driven down somewhere and you've gone somewhere else and you found out, oh my goodness, there was an accident on the road I normally take, or if I'd have turned left there, that truck would have come out and stuff like that. We don't have control over a lot of stuff. Yeah, we just don't.
I agree. I believe in like game theory. So I agree. I probably am very close, to what that person talked about or believed for
Right.
sure.
Now your book, what brought you to sort of write your book? Secret of
Well, which book are
Everything,
you
that's it,
talking
isn't it?
about?
Secret of
Oh,
so your new one
well.
is I forgot how many you got, but Secret of Everything, I think, is the one I was looking at.
Well, I Secret to Everything is my brand. That's my company name. So I've
Ah,
written
okay, it's
Secret to
my
Everything.
fault.
I've written, yeah, no, it's okay. I've written Secret to Everything, Lyme Disease and Autoimmune, which is from a pathic doctor background. I've written, this is a whole nother show we don't have time for, but my most recent book is The Secret to Everything, just kind of what we were talking about, NPCs, clones, and higher creation beings. So I talk about, the beings that are walking around are not necessarily what we think or have been taught they are. So that's my most recent book.
Right. I mean, who's to know? We don't know. We can't understand. I mean, crikey, after what's been going on in America the last 6 months, I've got doubts about a lot of people and a lot of things,
Oh,
but
yeah, there you go. Oh, I mean, yeah, I think there's a lot now. I think. We're moving toward an awakening, not just in America, but worldwide. I
Yeah.
think, kind of an unprecedented. I'm a little concerned though because of the worldwide disasters.
Yep.
What I would call a game reset. I'm sure you're
Yes.
familiar with mud flood
Yep,
and
yep,
recess
yep.
and all of that. I'm a little concerned we're heading toward a reset. It seems as soon as we're awakening or beginning to understand where we are and how to get out of here, and we all start coming together, figuring it out, it seems they wipe the planet and start over.
Yeah,
We have to go back
I
just
think
for a
last week they
flood,
said that the Earth has tilted about 18 inches in the last year. The tilt of the Earth has increased. That's a lot of stuff. No wonder we're getting wet, different weathers in different places. I mean, I know you've got the continental drift going on, but an increase in the tilt of the Earth like that size is a lot to worry about.
Yeah, I forget the name of it. It's escaping my. It's later in the evening, so my mind starts shutting down. But whatever the earthquake divide in the center of the United States is, not the California one, but the one that goes like from Michigan to
Ah, right.
Arkansas. I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
It's like a. It's one of the earthquake fault lines. I believe they're
I
going to set
came
that
over I
off.
came over here in 2000. And 6 months before I came over here, there was a big thing on Panorama, a news program on the BBC, about the super underground volcano in Yellowstone Park. And the fact that, in
Yes,
fact, it's
yes.
due, and the lakes are tipping and stuff like that. When I got here and started
Yep.
talking to people, and I found out that they've tried to put it on in America, and it was banned from television in America because they didn't want, at the time, for people to panic. Now, since then, I think about 10 years after that, it was shown, and people now understand a bit about it. But at the time, they wouldn't put it on in America, so they didn't want Americans to panic about this. I mean, it's every, what, 250,000 years or something like that, but would you? You know, but it's
right.
It's in the next sort of 10-15,000 years, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's, and like you say, a lot of things that that we're heading for that we don't realize.
Yeah, I just think it'll be interesting. Everybody's like, where's the safe place to live? I'm like, I don't think there is a safe place to live. You know, we used to think, Asheville, North Carolina, you know, was just the big thing in my state. And I used to live in Asheville, and I would never have said there was going to be a disaster of that proportion there. So, you know, where's in the mountains? Yep. Where's a safe place to live? If the mountains aren't safe, we're safe, you know?
Exactly. I think the way things are going, the deserts will soon not be deserts, and that could be the best place to be, you know?
I agree with you. Totally.
Anyway, Kimberly, time is getting by us. I know we've talked about all sorts of stuff.
For sure.
But it has been great chatting to you, and I'm sure your books and the whole thing that you do, I find a lot of people these days are very much open to this sort of stuff, and we'll find them very, very interesting. But what I'm going to do now is actually hand the show over to you so that you can tell everybody where they can find out more about you, your thoughts and your books and everything like that. So over to you.
Sure. Thank you so much. So Secret to Everything, spelled out with T-O, secrettoeverything.com. You can type that in. You can type in Kimberly McGeorge. I have a YouTube, Secret to Everything, Kimberly McGeorge. I have a Patreon, Secret to Everything. I have Twitter, Serene Wellness, though, so you're not going to find me if you don't type that in there. So my YouTube is a good place to start. You can get my books on Amazon, again, under my name. Or just type me in. I have a million podcasts. I have a Substack that's free. I have a Patreon level. A lot of my YouTube's free. I have a lot of free info out there. So, yeah, check me out. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Kimberly. It's been really interesting, really enjoyable. And I've looked at some of your pages and some of your stuff, and it's one of these things that you think about when you read it and you think, yeah, that's true. You, people you know out there, what you mean, you know, you look at it and you think, no, that's not wrong, that's right, we're going that way. We yes, this sort of thing can happen, this sort of thing. You know, it is, as we say, it is what it is, but we don't know what it is because we're not open to listen to what it is. And your
good point. Great point.
Your stuff it really explains to a lot of things to a lot of people and makes you think. And if we're made to think, that's all we can ask for.
I love that. Yeah. That's all I'm asking. I'm asking is, I call it dropping it in your field. If I can make you think, I've done my job.
Exactly.
So thank you.
Totally agree. Anyway, thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. It's great conversation.
Well, there you go. My guest today got Dr. Kimberly McGeorge. And we've been talking about her writings, about her infinity scans, about all sorts of stuff. Check her out, as she said, secrettoeverything.com, I think it was. But Secret to Everything, if you look at that, and Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, that's MC, not MAC, McGeorge. And you'll find a lot of stuff that will be really helpful and really make you think. And as she said, that's all we can ask for these days, isn't it? Anyway, that's it. I will be back with a fresh guest tomorrow. I lose track. Is it Tuesday? Yes, it's Tuesday. I'll be back with a fresh guest tomorrow. But until then, as always, I have one thing left to say. Don't forget.
Blow away the cobwebs and stop yawning. A little cup and sorcery is magic in the morning and in the afternoon, or in the evening too. Cheese up, pour yourself a cup, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo, isn't that nice? All a cup of tea that makes you feel good twice. One love for two, tickety-boo.
Hello everybody, and welcome to another book and a chat with me, Barry.
Get up in the morning, second thing you do, put
Put on the kettle, make a little brew, that'll do you. Tickety-boo. See you, Jimmy, don't you agree? Only one thing better than a nice cup of tea, and that'll be two. Tickety-boo. Blow away the cobwebs and stop yawning. A little cup and sorcery is magic in the morning. Or in the afternoon,